Hello, everybody. Abby Lee Miller here. Welcome back to Leave It on the Dance Floor. When I do my events around the world, everybody always wants to know what my favorite solos are, what my favorite group routines are on the show, Dance Moms. So here we go. Everybody ready? The first one, come on, it's a given, Cry. I think that solo really put Maddie on the map as far as a lyrical dancer, as far as the Maddie face. But I want everyone to know, long before there was a Maddie face, there was an Abby face. In my studio, the little ones, mini Jazz, 6, 7, and 8 year olds, right? Maybe a few 5 year olds if they're really good. In their jazz class, I would take 2 minutes and they'd all go really close to the mirrors and they sat on the floor in front of the mirrors. We did surprised. We did shocked. We did happy. We did sad. We did miserable. We did bored. We did angry. We did mean. We did mean girls. We did all these faces in the mirror. I used to make the kids do it. And when I choreographed solos for 6, 7, or 8 year olds, I choreographed the facial expression right with the step. So if you do assemble, seasone, cross bell change, you do chaîne turn, grand jeté, face. We do it with the step. So then when little ones get out on stage to compete, they're nervous. Maybe it's their first time, first solo ever. Boom, those faces are going to match the music. They're going to match the steps. It's all going to work out. That's how I work. Then when they're 9, 10, 11, 12 and up, then they can use their own facial expressions. We work on emotion. We work on what the story means and what they're telling the audience. So all those facial expressions are choreographed, people. Yes. Now, that put Maddie on the map, Cry. It was a great song by Alex Calise. It was age appropriate. The costume, the powder blue with the white, was custom made by my seamstress at my studio. It was all right. Everything was correct. It all fit together, the puzzle pieces. So I think that that solo is one for the books, definitely. When people think of Dance Moms, you think of that clean, classic, lyrical, pretty lines, pretty costume, pretty dancer. The next solo that everybody thinks of as being outrageous, fun, crazy, a big moment on Dance Moms was Nia's routine, La Cuifa. I have to do that when I say it, La Cuifa. Yes. So my friend Shangela came to visit us on set. Now, since that moment, Shangela's career has taken off. Insane. The guy that gets credited with originally creating Dance Moms, which is kind of a joke, but anyway, friends with Shangela, introduced the two of us. And we've had some crazy nights together. So fun. Such a good person. And so Shangela came on the show and did the death drop. You all saw it. You all know it. The kids can still do it today, I'm sure. I'm sure when that airs now, kids all over the world are going to be doing the death drop just right in the middle of their living room. And since that moment, Shangela's career, like I said, has really taken off. The movie, A Star is Born, with Lady Gaga. I mean, come on. Tours all over the world. His own club act. Yeah. So DJ, the person that is Shangela, is fabulous. Just fabulous. He really takes care of his own family, all the little kids. So it's great having him, and I see him, and we got to get him on here.
Yeah, I was actually just going to tell you, I was just messaging with Shangela, and Shangela is down to come on the podcast, yes. ALDC Elite, so Woo! Definitely stay tuned.
Well, that'll be a fun episode. I have to get my act together for that. My hair and my makeup has to be fab. All right,
yes.
So the routine, La Cuifa, was all about fun and sass, but the message was to love yourself, to be proud of yourself, to, you know, be an ALDC representative, chin up, chest out, shoulders back, confidence. Smile from ear to ear, because confidence wins friends, confidence books jobs. And if anything negative is ever said, you let it roll right off your back like nothing. To me, that's confidence. That's what I was trying to teach the kids. That's what I was trying to teach Nia, and I think it worked. I think she's pretty confident.
And can I just say, you put a drag queen on television for what became a kids' show. So, you know, Shangela was the first drag queen that I had ever seen when I was 12 years old when I was watching, you know?
That's crazy, so, Michael.
I know. I'm like aging myself right now. But
no, I just mean for Shangela to come on a television show as a drag queen, which you said it turned out to be a kids show, but the network was not a children's network. It was not a kids show. And here we are with the drag queen dropping on the floor and all the kids dropping on the floor and giggling and hilarious. But they learned about the world and they learned that everybody's not the same. And they're little, you may be closed-minded ancestors, family members in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, didn't think about those things, didn't teach them about those things, didn't accept those things. But here we are in LA, and I wanted Shangela to come on and wow them. And she did.
And more importantly, the five-year-olds that are watching now.
Yes, the five-year-olds that are
starting to watch
now,
are going to be able to see.
That are in Iowa and South Dakota and Ireland, all over the world, are going to see a drag queen and be like, Mommy, what's that? I don't understand. And then hopefully someone is going to explain it appropriately, healthy, confidently. Yes.
Yeah.
And you have to remember that drag queens are entertainers. They are entertainers. And they have to be confident to step out there and do what they do. But it's a fabulous show. And DJ is one of the best. That's right. DJ/Shangela is one of the best. So moving on, we have Brooke doing Metamorphosis in season one. Now, this routine was her actual solo in my dance studio. That's why the costume is phenomenal. I remember drawing every one of those lines. It started with a white unitard. And then I had to draw those lines where the black went, where the colors went. That costume, although it isn't solid rhinestones, it was very intricate to make, difficult to make. And that spandex has to stretch on the body every single different way. It's called four-way stretch. But it was Milliskin, and it was really high-end fabric to get it to work like that with all the different colors on it. So I remember the costume more than I remember the dance. But it had to be beautiful because I believe did she win Junior Miss Dance with that?
Yes.
She won Junior Miss Dance of Pennsylvania with that routine in that costume. Yeah, it was beautiful.
And there's a picture that I'll throw on Patreon of you and Brooke and Kelly from that.
Are we happy?
In the costume. Yeah, you're happy. That's
okay.
Nice.
Well, that's a good picture then. I always get emails and direct messages online from kids and parents asking if I can record a short video wishing someone a happy birthday, a milestone congratulations on a special achievement, or even just my advice before performing at a competition. With Cameo, my followers, the ALDC elites, have the chance to connect with me directly. Looking to have Abby Lee's last word as you enter an exciting moment of your life? Maybe put you, your friend, or a special someone at the top of the pyramid? Or do you want them at the very bottom? Anything is possible on Cameo. Connect with me from anywhere on the globe at cameo.com/TheRealAbbyLee. That's cameo.com/TheRealAbbyLee. The sky's the limit on Cameo. Chloe, Dream on a Star from season one. Costume, you know, the star on the costume signified that she was on her way to becoming a star. So when you look at Chloe, you just think dancer. She was tall. She had good posture. She was always dressed beautifully in dance clothes, whether it was a leotard or shorts and a crop top, whatever. She always had the latest thing on. And so I think when you look at all of the kids, if you had to pick one that was going to be the dancer, it would have been Chloe. She was the epitome of what a dancer looks like in your mind. Nowadays, dancers are all shapes and sizes. Dancers can be any height, any weight, any look, any color, everything. Look at Wicked. You know, that show kind of changed things. Not everybody has to look like a Rockette anymore. But Chloe looked like a Rockette. That's the routine I remember the most. But this star routine seems to be one of the fan favorites.
You have a moment with Chloe where you, on the show, you know, say that you think that she could be a Rockette one day. And that's probably like one of the most wholesome, sweet moments, like on the show.
Moving on to season two, one of my favorite dances was that lemonade that Kenzie did. It was just cute. It was adorable. I love the yellow. I just thought it was a fun number for her. And then Kendall with Kiss Kiss. Kiss Kiss, Kiss Kiss, Kendall. It's just the name of it. You know what I mean? The lips, the whole deal. She was just a beautiful child and great to look at on stage. And, you know, it was just cute. It was fun. It was still elegant. That's what I always think when I think of Kendall. She's fun and silly and goofy and has a smart mouth, but she always looks so elegant and fancy. And this Kiss Kiss was on target. Yes, she didn't miss with Kiss Kiss.
And she ended up doing it for the minis. When you had the minis learn the number, you had her teach the routine.
Then later, I had the minis do this routine, Kiss Kiss. And I had Kendall come in and show them how it's done. Michael has a new game for all of us because I'm very competitive and I like to win. I challenge all of you ALDC elites and all of you ALDC junior elites out there to beat me at my own game. That's right. Guess the costume. We have to guess which routine it was by the costume. But guess what? My pictures are in black and white. I don't even get a color. I have no idea what color these costumes are. Ah. So if I did 637 numbers, I think that was it. If I did 637 numbers for a television show, plus the numbers that I did in my studio, which I call real life, yes, 70 solos a year I was doing. Nobody had two solos. One boy, because he was doing some ballet competition. That's it. Everybody else, one solo, 70 some solos I was doing. So add that to it, plus all the group dances year after year after year after year. That's going to be close to 1,000 numbers. And you want me to guess the costume, Michael?
Well, it's funny. Erica, our intern, actually came up with the idea. You met Erica in Texas.
Yes. Hello, Erica. Thank you. Now you're making my life harder. Love it.
So let's get started. So ALDC elites watching on Patreon or YouTube Premium, you'll be able to enjoy this a little bit more, but we'll also do some sound bites on social too, just so you can see what we're talking about. But we have
now, Michael,
Mia,
you're gonna
here.
Give me pictures and you want me to guess the costume, but now I'm gonna look at the rest of the picture. I'm gonna look at the feet. I'm going to look at the rib cage. I'm going to look at the turnout. You can't just show me a picture and not expect me to critique it.
That's true. That's true. But
so,
let's
Erica,
take a look. So
you might get me in trouble. It's your fault, Erica. Not too long ago, I was in the hospital fighting for my life, fighting a very rare form of cancer. Burkitt lymphoma, choking my spinal cord, knocking at death's door, and having to go through 10 very invasive rounds of chemotherapy. I never thought I'd be able to stand on my own two feet again, let alone teach dance. It wasn't until Dancers Against Cancer visited me during my recovery to help in my time of need that I realized their incredible mission. They have created an alliance in the dance community that provides financial support and inspiration to dance educators, choreographers, studio owners, dancers, and their families who have been impacted by cancer. The I'm a Dancer Against Cancer campaign was founded in 2012 in response to the loss of a young dancer from cancer. Since then, it has become a beacon of hope in the dance community, uniting dancers all over the nation. Join the fight against cancer and help make a difference with the dance community. For more information on how to get involved and make a one-time or even monthly donation, please visit imadanceragainstcancer.org/donate. Again, please get involved and make a difference within the dance community. Visit imadanceragainstcancer.org/donate.
But so first up, we have Nia, and the choices are Never Knew, All My Life, Call Me Laquifa, or Broadway Baby.
All right. So give me those again.
Never Knew, All My Life, Call Me Laquifa, or Broadway Baby.
I'm going to go with Broadway Baby. It's not her original. I'm just a Broadway baby. Dun, 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 to 42nd Street. It's not that song. It's some song from a music library that they got that we just called Broadway Baby. Is that right?
That's correct.
Woo-hoo!
Ding, 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 ding.
Ding, ding, ding. And Nia did do a Broadway show. Well, off-Broadway show. She did. And I went to see it.
She actually was just in Mean Girls, the musical, the movie.
Oh, she is?
Yes. I'm not sure exactly what it is or if it's just ensemble, but I saw that she was at the premiere. She is in the movie. All right.
Well, that
moving
wouldn't happen
along.
Without the TV show Dance Moms. Let's just leave it on the dance floor. Let's leave it out there. That would have never happened had she been just in Pittsburgh going to college. Never happened. Okay.
All right. We
she
got
a dancer in it? Or is she just she a dancer in it? Or is she
I don't know. Honestly, I just saw the post today. So I'll have to do some more digging and I'll show you. Okay. Next one, I think you know.
Bob Fosse kind of adaptation. And they did the Step the Frug in it. I know that. So give me the titles.
Okay. So the choices are Bad Apples, The Frug, Bittersweet Charity, or Amber Alert.
Oh, no. It's The Frug. Yeah.
That one was too easy for you, Miss Abby.
Okay.
Next up, we have Mackenzie in a beautiful little, trying to think of how you would describe the
color. A waitress costume.
Yes. I'm trying to think about how you would describe the color.
Is it teal?
Lemon yellow?
Is it teal green?
Teal green, yeah. Or like a mint, it looks. But
mine are black.
So the choices for this one are Superstar, Take It to Go, Bigger Isn't Better, The Girl I Want to Be.
Take It to Go.
Ding, ding, ding. Woo-hoo! Another one for Miss Abby.
Because she's a waitress. That's why. Okay, now this is going
to
get hard.
I'm telling you guys, when it comes to costumes, Abby knows everything. So the next one we have
is
Kalani.
One. Yes.
And this is an iconic Kalani number.
Really?
It has, oh my goodness, this
amazing.
Is one of her favorites.
Her foot looks amazing. Her arm looks amazing, but I don't know what her hand's doing on the floor. Okay, so she has feathers on her, white feathers.
Mm-hmm.
Is the costume white?
So
I can't. People, look at what I'm looking at. And I'm still winning.
Oh,
let's
is it black
this.
And white?
Yes.
Oh, sorry. I thought that it was in color. So choices for this one are Rain, Loose Cannon, Swan Solstice, or Just Like an Illusion.
Oh, come on. Swan Solstice. She has feathers on her.
Ding, ding, ding. Another one.
My memory's coming back, people.
Oh. Yes.
Okay, what do we have here?
This is actually really fun, like seeing how like you do remember the dances, but just the costumes help. So
the next one I have is Kendall, her butt sticking out, and she has a baton, not a twirling baton, but a drum major baton. Yes? So give me the names. Go.
So we've got Voodoo Doll, This Is Major, Hear Me Roar, or Battled Feet.
This is Major. She's a drum major.
There you go. Ding, ding, ding.
Ding, ding, ding. Okay.
We have Kendall again in a beautiful, looks like a periwinkle, right, Miss Abby? Is that the right?
Well,
oh, no, you don't. It's in black and white.
Mine's black and white. I don't know if I put her in periwinkle blue.
Yeah. Anyway, I'll have it in color when I like post it, like the video.
Is it two piece costume?
Yes, it looks. Yeah, two piece costume.
Okay, she's the high bun. All right, what is it?
And the choices are.
Do I know? Is it lyrical or is it jazz? Do we know?
Definitely jazz.
Definitely jazz. Okay.
The choices are Blowing Red, Fever Rising, Burn, or My Name in Lights.
Well, all those other titles, Fever, Burn, she would be in red. So because it's not, or orange or something like that. So because she's in blue, I'm going to go Name in Lights.
Ding, ding, ding.
Yay! Hey, I'm winning, right? I got
this. Yeah, you are.
Oh, this next kid. Oh my God. Talent out the wazoo. Incredible. Savannah with the butterfly, but I don't remember the title. Dang. Oh, well, she does that inside attitude to that gainer back handspring. It's beautiful.
Yeah, this routine I was there for. Her turns were just impeccable, yeah, especially with the wings. It just looked so good on stage.
This kid was great. And another vanished in the middle of the night, never to be heard from again. I mean, some of you probably follow her, but like, where is this kid? What is she doing? She should be a huge star right now.
Maybe we could have her on the podcast and then she could explain. So choices, we've got Tainted Rose, Metamorphosis, Snowflake, or Castaway.
Well, obviously Metamorphosis. She's not a castaway on a beach. You know, she's Metamorphosis, but we used that title twice. We used it with Brooke and her.
Yeah, you did. You used it twice.
Okay. I guess after 600 numbers, they couldn't think of any other titles. Oh, come on.
Next is pretty
easy.
Obvious for all of our ALDC elites out there.
Come on.
We've got Maddie in what looks like a Wizard of Oz kind of outfit.
Wizard of Oz? What?
I mean, I think that it was repurposed from something that was called Somewhere Over the Rainbow, if I do remember correctly.
Well, this is the powder blue with the white puff sleeves. This is Cry.
There you go.
Ding, ding.
I didn't even need to give the choices, everybody.
Nope. Now, on the bottom, we have Kalani with a big sickled foot right there, which is unlike Kalani, but she has a big sickled foot.
So the choices are My Fred Astaire, Say Something, Say Anything, The Investment, or The Woods.
Oh, God. I know she did Say Something, Say Anything, but I don't know if it was this costume.
The choices again are My Fred Astaire, Say Something, Say Anything, The Investment, or The Woods.
Okay, it doesn't look like she's going into the woods. So that's out. My Fred Astaire. It's either My Fred Astaire or Say Something, Say Anything.
What's your final decision, Miss
Abby? I'll go with Say Something, Say Anything.
Unfortunately, that was your only one that was incorrect.
See,
so
but
far.
I questioned myself. I wasn't sure. You made me say an answer, and I wasn't sure. I wasn't sure because it didn't make sense because I don't really like this costume on her. So is it, what was it?
My Fred Astaire.
See, that's the one I couldn't. Ooh. All right. I'm angry now. Yep.
Next is another iconic number. It is JoJo with a lot of blood all over her.
Carrie, what are the titles?
Well, here are the choices for the title. Prom Queen, Supermodel, She Can't Stop, or Carrie.
Prom Queen.
There you go. Ding, 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 ding. You had Eliana do it again later, and it was called Carrie.
Okay.
Yeah. Then we have Cameron from the select team. The choices for this one are Fate, This Is the Start, Home, or Break Me.
Is it like a dark red?
Yes, a dark red.
Okay, give me the options.
Fate, This Is the Start, Home, or Break Me.
Okay, it's not the first one. Home, meaning the ALDC is her new home. Break me, meaning, is it you can't break me, or you won't break me, or just break me?
It is just break me.
Just break me. That would be like, come on, try to break me. Go ahead. Go for it. And I don't know if we did that. Then the first one was what?
Fate.
No, what's the next one?
This is the start.
This is the start. Home. I feel like it's this is the start because she was just joining the ALDC and like this is the start of her career. Let's go with that.
And unfortunately, it is fate.
Fate. Okay. Well, the fate wasn't too good because she's not here. All right. Let's go. What else?
Next we have...
Are you keeping score, Michael? Do you know how many? I got two wrong.
You've gotten two wrong. Next, we have a group number with everybody with schnoods on.
Snood. Snood, not schnood. Oh, snood.
Not schnood. Okay.
S-N-O-O-D is snood. 1940s. Yes. 30s, 40s. Yes.
And the choices are Bittersweet Charity, Girls Night Out, Decadent Darlings, or Bad Apples.
Oh, God. Ugh.
Do you want me to tell you? They're in red.
Yeah, I think it's Bad Apples.
Ding, ding, ding.
Yay. Okay, because that's an apple bushel thing on prop, yes, on stage. That's how I knew. All right.
And we will leave it there. I think that we could do the rest or other ones on another episode. But ALDC Elites, let us know what you think of this fun
game. How many did I get
right?
Do
we want to do this again?
How many did I get right?
You got 8 right out of
10.
10.
Okay. 8 out of 10. So that would be a B if I was grading that paper.
Sounds like second to first to lose.
I know. It does. And I don't like that. But I need my pictures in color. Thank you very much.
Yes. Sorry about that.
At least get some crayons and rub it on the paper so I know what color it was supposed to be.
Yeah. Or next time I'll just have you look at it on a tablet.
But, there you go.
Yeah. Let us know what you think about this game, ALDC Elites.
How did I do? Thank you so much for watching. I'm sorry. I gotta be. But I need my pictures in color. Do you want to keep playing this game? Please let us know in the comments and keep watching. Leave it on the dance floor. Now, everybody, get up. Get off your butt and dance. Smile. Have fun. Energy. Excitement. Let's go. See you next time on Leave It on the Dance Floor. ALDC Elites, thank you so very much for listening. Be sure to subscribe and give Leave It on the Dance Floor a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. If you want to watch each week and see exclusive behind-the-scenes content like my never-seen-before pictures and videos from the competitions, some even taken from the wings, classes at the ALDC studio in Pittsburgh, or even our iconic dance concerts, head over to Patreon or become a member on YouTube Premium, linked in the show notes each week. See you on the flip side.
A Huda Media Production.